Oh, hello. How are you, Daniel?
Very well.
Thank you.
Likewise, likewise. Today being Thank a First Responder Day, it's an opportunity for us as a company, Marie, to thank our first responders. Now, you had an accident about 12 months ago in which you needed some first responders.
Oh, well, yes, I did. I had an altercation with the tram in Melbourne about 12 months ago, and yes, I did need the first responders and the ambulance and the paramedics who were there, the CFA, the Metropolitan Fire Brigade, police, of course. Yeah. So it was one of those moments that I think most people at some point in their life will need a first responder, and I'm very grateful to them for the support that they provided at that time. The paramedics in particular were very, very efficient and made sure that I was absolutely okay before they let me go.
The thing that I found with paramedics, and we've had to use them from time to time for various things as well, Marie, is the calmness of them. It doesn't matter the situation. They just seem to be so calm. It's hard to train that, I guess, but they just remain so calm in any conditions.
Well, I think that that goes to the professionalism of that group of people. Indeed, all of our first responders, whether they be volunteers or paid staff, are very professional in the way they handle things, and I think they should be commended for their support of our communities and for individuals and families. And like I said, I think there will be very few people that haven't had a need or a cause to call 000 or need a first responder to attend them or their families. So it's really important today, especially as a Thank a First Responder Day, to say a very big thank you to all of them, and we're very, very grateful for everything that they do. Remembering, of course, that they are just like us. They're just human beings who have families and commitments, and they have homes to go to at the end of their working days. They've got all the same things that we have to do. They've got to make dinner and shop and bills to pay. And I think that sometimes we forget that they are people who are doing an extraordinary job. And I think it's really important that we thank them, not just today, but every day, mm-hmm. especially today, though.
And, of course, you mentioned there about volunteers. Of course, the majority of our first responders, be it the SES, the CFA, even the like setting up tents and the Red Cross and all that sort of stuff, all run by volunteers. So and they're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they always do it well. It appears that way, to have a smile on their face, but it doesn't matter where you go. If you see the CFA truck on the side of the road collecting coins, always pop a couple of coins in there, because most of them are volunteers.
Well, that's exactly right, and all credit to them for the time and effort that they put in outside of their normal work and their normal family commitments to be volunteers in that space. There is a group that I wanted to give a particular shout out to. It's our Community Emergency Response Team. Many people might not know about them, but they are volunteers who operate within our smaller communities. And there's a fantastic group of CERT volunteers over in Malden who are the first responders in many cases to all sorts of incidents around that area, and they respond when it's too far away for an ambulance or CFA crew to attend. So a big shout out to our community emergency response teams, who are volunteers and are trained to support people in emergency situations.
Marie Edwards, State Member for Bendigo West, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you very much. It is First Responder Day here on Gold Central Victoria.